We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Bruce Hooley is with us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Bruce does, of course, his podcast, We Tackle Life, with Chris Spielman. They had Rick Spielman, Chris's brother, on today. Bruce, on with us now. How are you, man? What's going on?
I'm doing great. It's always a pleasure to come on into your show a couple times a week and really enjoy what you do and what Keith does booking your guests. So honored to be on.
Yeah, it's good to have you with us, Bruce. And Rick Spielman was great today. We played some of the clips from the interview you guys did with him earlier today. And I thought the most interesting thing, at least that we played back, was when he talked about Kevin Stefanski being a calming influence on Baker Mayfield, which he could use. And certainly, Bruce did not get that from Freddie Kitchens last year.
No, you could tell Freddie on the sideline. I mean, you know, you want a certain demeanor over there. You want a certain calm under pressure. Nothing affects you. That's the guy that people look to for leadership. And Freddie was, you know, that's the kindest thing I could say is deer in the headlights. I mean, he just looked lost and very emotional guy. And one of those classic cases, Bull, of a guy who's probably a really fine position coach.
Yep.
Not cut out to be a head coach.
When you look at Stefanski, Bruce, I mean, obviously unproven coach, very, very young. You know, listening to Rick, you obviously get kind of an insight as to what he was like as a coach in Minnesota. What are your expectations, your thoughts on Stefanski as he comes in here and takes over a talented squad with, you know, a young quarterback in Baker that needs to have a bounce back season?
Well, Dustin, you know, I've reflected a lot on the Browns coaches over the years, and you know, we all know that they've failed, right? But
Right. Look,
the people they've hired at the time they hired them were really good hires. I mean, Romeo Crennel was the hot guy. Pat Shurmur, argument could be made. Why not him? You know, he was integrated with Holmgren and Heckert. That looked like that could work. So it's, there's something beyond the credentials that get you to be a head coach that make you a great head coach. And much as we want to talk about Kevin Stefanski's degree from Princeton and his approach, we don't know. We don't know. It's just
right.
Like we talked with Freddie Kitchens. I mean, he had reasonable credentials to get the job. I thought it was probably too early, but you know, in hindsight, it's easy to say that. But I just think it's so different when you're in charge of an entire team and when you have to build a culture. And that's what it's going to take. It's, can you build a winning culture? It's a word that gets used a lot, so we tend not to pay much attention to it. But is he a leader? And can he lead men? Can he lead collectively? Can he take his hands off at the right times and put his hands on at the right times? And there's a delicate balance there. We don't know if he can strike it or not.
And that's a good point, Bruce, because we were talking about it earlier. I was referenced Michael Lombardi's column today in which he talked about how owners get it wrong all the time, that they hire the hot coordinator and fans love the hot coordinator and media we all love the hot coordinator, when that really shouldn't matter at all, but it always factors in. And in the end, as you said, leader of men is really the most important thing by far.
Well, you're painful though it is for the fan base in Cleveland, you don't have to look very far in the division at them to find two great examples of what you're talking about.
That's,
you know,
right.
A special teams coach in John Harbaugh. He didn't have, you know, quote unquote, the credentials to be a head coach. Mike Tomlin was an off radar guy by the Pittsburgh Steelers. Everybody thought they had two guys in house that they were going to hire at the time that they hired Mike Tomlin.
You're right. I mean, neither one of those guys was a sexy hire at the time. And it seems like often the sexy hire, I mean, really the sexiest hire the Browns had was probably in recent years was probably Hugh Jackson. And outside of maybe Freddie, he was the worst of the bunch.
Yeah. I remember I thought there was always something weird with Hugh that he would not interview with the Giants. Like, why would you take the Browns job and not interview with the Giants? Work for the Maras, had Eli Manning, you're in New York. And I thought, what is it about the Browns job that he doesn't even want to interview with the Giants? And to me, it was he was too interested in getting the credit. If Eli won another Super Bowl, if the Giants won another Super Bowl, he wasn't going to get the credit. Not as much credit as he would have gotten in Cleveland. So you got to look for those little things, those little tells. Sometimes they're indicative of something. Sometimes they're not. In his case, they were.
When you look at Baker Mayfield, coming into this season, Bruce, what are your expectations for him as a quarterback?
I want to see if he's coachable. I don't know if he's coachable. Year three, he's got no excuses. He's got every piece of talent around him that he should need. He's got enough experience. Can he adjust to the adjustment? His first year set an NFL record, did he not, for touchdown passes by a rookie?
Sure did.
His second year, you know, there's a book on you, and he threw a ton of interceptions. So can he adjust to the adjustment? And a big part of that will be, is he humble enough to be coached? You know, LeBron James, greater if he allowed himself to be coached. Nobody's above being coached. And if you can accept being heard, then you're an even greater player. Coaches and mentors do. They increase your capacity. Baker Mayfield needs his capacity increased. You can't just rely on chip on the shoulder guy. You know, I laugh every time he wants to make a big deal out of being a two-time walk-on. Dude, you're the number one in a Heisman Trophy winner. The chip on the shoulder act doesn't work anymore.
Bruce Hooley with us. Bruce, I wanted to go to the Buckeyes here, and we were having this conversation last week about, you know, which team, I guess, means more to you, or you could say more impressive, Dustin's 2002 team or the 2014 national champs. Which team stands out to you more?
Dustin's team or the Urban Meyer 2014 team?
Right.
Wow. Well, if Cardale Jones didn't figure in the mix in 2014, winning it with a backup quarterback is pretty special, but Dustin's team beat, like, about a 10 times better team than Oregon. So since that was a team in Miami that would have been crowned as one of the all-time great teams, I would have to say Dustin's team completing a 14-0 season. Let's not forget that.
Right.
The 2014 team was not undefeated at Ohio State, so I would take Dustin's team.
They lost to a 7-6 Virginia Tech team early in the year.
Yes, sir, they did.
It's a bad loss. I mean, it was a great season, no doubt.
At home. At home.
Yeah, I mean that to me kind of put me over the edge. I'm obviously biased, clearly, but I would admit if they had a better, you know, beating Alabama in the semifinal was a huge win, though.
Yeah, but it's Blake Sims at quarterback, and you know they didn't run Derrick Henry in that game. I mean, Lane Kiffin should get a championship ring from 2014 for that one. And I mean, look at the NFL players on that Miami team, Dustin. I mean, look at the backups on Miami that were NFL players.
Right.
Ridiculous. And by the way, people always think, oh, the poor, plucky underdog Ohio State Buckeyes. Hey, that team was loaded with NFL players, and you were one of them. I mean, that was a team where there was an incredible talent on both sidelines and you know, a coaching mismatch with Jim Tressel against Larry Coker.
Yeah.
And that's why I always say never hire the interim, because it usually goes bad when you hire the interim eventually, and it went bad for Miami that night.
You know, it's funny, you bring up the number of draft picks, or the NFL players, I should say. You know, they had 30 players drafted from that game. We had 28. That's 58 players on that played in that game that got drafted. I mean, that's two rounds of the NFL draft. I know it's different years, of course, but, I mean, that's insane.
Yeah, the NFL, the defensive line Ohio State had that year is highly underrated. At that point in time, it's the best defensive line they've ever had. I don't know if I'd still say that with some of the ones that Urban brought in, but, you know, that night, boy, there was some football played on that field in Tempe night.
Yep.
Bruce Hooley with us. Bruce, let's talk about the current upcoming season, which we hope is going to get underway on time, or at least at the worst, just moderately delayed. Ohio State's bringing back players on June 8th. The SEC voted today, June 8th as well. Are you optimistic that we'll start on time, or at least start close to on time?
I am. I mean, I'm of that mindset now. I'm ready to open Ohio. I'm ready to get back after it. I think particularly in that age group, the age demo, you know, I saw a stat yesterday, young people 15 to 24 are 7 times more likely to die from the flu than they are from the coronavirus. I think we have to be careful with our people who are immunocompromised and people who are, you know, obese, aged, all those things that really put you at supreme risk. And I'm not downplaying the virus at all, but I do think young, healthy people and athletes are the epitome of that, are equipped to handle it if they get sick. I think they're going to have to come up with a plan. If one person gets sick, what are they going to do? How long does that take them out? There's a lot of unanswered questions, but I don't need the questions answered right now because we're 3-4 months away. Go back 3-4 months. We were all ahead of this thing. None of us saw this coming. So I have a lot of faith in our doctors. I have a lot of faith in our immunologists. I have a lot of faith in the people who run college athletics. Nobody wants to make it a dangerous prospect, but I think we need it collectively
for our psyche. I think we need to get back at it. So I'm optimistic we're going to play, and I think we're going to play a full season.
Bruce, what's going on in the We Talk Life podcast with you and Chris?
Well, we had Tom Ryan, the OSU wrestling coach, Chris Holtman, and Rick today. We just try to find a newsmaker every week. We do the podcast Monday, Wednesday, Friday. We talk a lot of Buckeyes, Browns, Bengals, and NFL because of Chris's role as a Fox NFL analyst. And then we do a little bit of a faith talk at the end because that's important to both Chris and I. And it's available on iTunes and Google Play. And one of the things we're doing now, and this is something that our people in Cleveland can participate in, you don't have to listen to the podcast. Every week we give away $1,000 to people who are nominated via email, who are unemployed or need help during this COVID-19 crisis. So if you know someone who's unemployed, and I'm betting everybody knows somebody who's unemployed. You might not know anybody who's gotten COVID, but you know somebody who's unemployed and could use $250. All you have to do is drop us an email with a short sentence about them, spielmanhooleypodcast@gmail.com. We draw four names every Friday. We give away $1,000. We've done it for about 12 weeks. We're going to do it for 40 weeks. So it'll be through the end of the calendar year and I think into January.
That's amazing.
So We Tackle Life podcast, spielmanhooleypodcast@gmail.com. And kudos to Chris. He's the one who funded this. He sold his Big Ten championship rings. He sold some of his Browns memorabilia, some of his Lions and Bills memorabilia. He really felt a call that it was time to help and to give from the heart and give where it hurt. He didn't like selling his Big Ten title rings. It wasn't something he wanted to do, but it was something he felt like he needed to do. He said, those things on my mantle aren't doing me as much good as they can do somebody else if I sell them and we give the money away. So that's the kind of guy he is.
I love that that family is going to give the ring back to his after you know person passes away or whatever happens.
Yeah, pretty cool.
That's really
so
cool.
Drop us an email, spielmanhooleypodcast@gmail.com, and really appreciate you guys having me on. It's great to reconnect with you and the Cleveland fans.
Well done, Bruce. Last thing, though, because you referenced the Bengals also. 30 seconds. House on the line, better career, Burrow or Baker?
I'll take Joe Burrow in that.
By a lot or close?
Didn't need 30 seconds.
I didn't need 30 seconds because I think Joe Burrow spends his time thinking about winning football games and Baker spends too much of his time thinking about things other than football, which are, you know, solving his agendas and stuff like that. I will say the best thing about Burrow and Baker, guys, I grew up in the Battle of Ohio era when it was a real Battle of Ohio, and I think the best thing we're going to get is a true rivalry between these two franchises. And a lot of fans have never known that, and it is wonderful.
Yeah, agreed. Thanks, Bruce. We'll talk to you
guys
so much.
All right, Bruce Hooley.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.